This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, and you are invited to bring up anything you want. Just dial on in toll-free here to me, Ian.
And Daryl.
And our number is 855-450-FREE. Daryl's here courtesy of his website, fpp.cc. What will be found when people visit there, Daryl?
People will find daily news, weekly commentary, all sorts of books can be purchased from there. There's also a free newspaper that people can download. I actually need to put the August issue of the paper on the site.
Sweet.
I was out dropping copies of that around downtown Keene earlier today.
Oh, so will that be available at the county fair then?
That's been available at the county fair.
I haven't even looked at the date on it. We've been giving out papers. One of the activists this morning, David, was handing them out left and right to folks, which was great. So it's a great activism tool, and it's available on the streets here in Keene. So you can come on up. You can also order a subscription to the paper, right?
Yeah, subscriptions, either $10 or $12 a year.
And you'll mail them to anywhere?
It to you.
In the U.S.?
Yeah, I'd mail it to Canada.
Okay, it's a little more, though, right, for Canada?
Postage is about the same going to Canada, but once you start going overseas, then you wind up getting into expensive territory.
So go to fpp.cc. You'll get a whole lot more of Daryl there. Let's go to your phone calls and thoughts here as we launch into the second hour of this program. You can, of course, take control of the airwaves. Coming up, an update on the Market Basket controversy we've been covering here to some detail on Free Talk Live. What is the latest? There's been an ultimatum issued. We'll let you know which side has issued the ultimatum and to whom. And when the deadline is here in a little bit. Our toll-free number, again, 855-450-FREE. Let's go to Blake. He's in California. Blake, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Daryl.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Great. Go ahead with your thoughts, Blake.
I just watched Derek Jay's Victim of Crime Spree.
He's all right. Congrats.
I like the message and I like the activism and everything. I was just curious. It just seemed like, I mean, like, in particular, like, the hat, the guy who wore the hat in court that he was against. Like, if Derek or you guys, if you share the same particular views, are you against the court system, or you just think that the specific rules, like the hat in general, are wrong? Like, are you against the rule of law, or are you... I was just curious about that.
Well, I can't speak for Derek Jay, obviously. I'm Ian Freeman, the producer of the movie, so I'll speak for myself on this. But, I think the rule of law is a joke. I think what we have here is rule of men. We have, in the case of the courts, men and women who wear robes, who have men with guns, who will do basically anything that they're told. And you see in Derek Jay's Victimless Crime Spree, one of the scenes is Judge Burke having Ademo Freeman from copblock.org arrested for following him peacefully up a flank of stairs or a flight of stairs to the second floor of a two-story building, and then arresting him basically for asking questions while recording video. It was all caught on video. They ultimately dropped the charges. But just the fact that a man who wears a robe can order these bailiffs to make a move like that, which was clearly an illegal thing to do, just shows the raw power that some of these men have in these courts. And I think that the system's a mess. It's a monopoly, one-size-fits-all system. I don't think that's ever a good thing to have, is to have a monopoly. So I'd like to see some decentralization of justice. I'd like to see arbitrators rather than a one-size-fits-all government court system. But if we are going to have a government court system, I think that it would be better if it focused on crimes with real victims. And right now, anytime you go, whether it's there in Thousand Oaks, California, where you are, or here in Keene, New Hampshire, if you go into an arraignment, you're going to see person after person coming in there for no criminal activity whatsoever. You know, underage drinking, possession of marijuana, driving to work. these are some of the things that are very, very common to see in arraignments around here and all across the country. And it's a tragedy, personally. I think it's a horrifying thing that people are having their lives ruined. They're having thousands of dollars extracted from you. You sit in an arraignment for 2 hours. You'll watch probably a few dozen cases flow through there, and each one of them ringing the cash register every time, taking a plea deal, and then doling out hundreds, if not thousands of dollars in fines to the state. I mean, these guys are raking it in. It's a money-making operation, and it doesn't do anything to bring justice to the world unless every now and then they actually deal with a real criminal, which now and then they do. That's my opinion. Daryl, what do you think?
I am not opposed, per se, to the rule of law. What I am opposed to is the arbitrary implication or the arbitrary nature in which the laws are applied.
And well, the law itself says, Daryl, the number one rule of the district court is that the rules can be thrown out at any time in the interest of justice.
Yeah, and so that's completely arbitrary. Yeah. And of course, you know, that right there I don't agree with. But the law of don't harm anyone else unless they harm you, you know, that to me is a law. You know, you can't have this plant. That's an arbitrary diktat. So if the actual laws were to be applied equally across the board to everyone, then maybe I would have some respect for it. But I forget, I think it's Mark that often says, we are a nation of laws, arbitrarily enforced and poorly written.
So, Blake, there you go. Two answers for you. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I don't know. I just think that one quote where they say if men were angels, I mean, we're a nation of men, so there's going to be inadequacies and there's going to be things, injustices happen that are horrible, and those should be fought. I mean, the war on drugs is a joke, but is it possible that that court system is just wrong? And there's, you know, there's others, of course, too, but would you say the majority is a joke or are there just a few bad apples? I mean, I was in court. I got arrested from a police officer for not showing my ID at a party in college, and I went to court and fought that, and the judge agreed with me. The police officer came to the court, and the judge actually sided with me and dropped the case. So I think that overall it's a good thing. Like, I don't know. Overall, there's going to be a few bad apples here and there, but I just don't know if we should go back to the wild west or everyone.
When you say a few bad apples, are you saying that you think there are a few bad courts, or you're asking if there are a few bad courts, or I'm not real clear on that.
Well, the statement is a few bad apples spoils the bunch.
That's true.
So if there's a few that are bad, then it's going to make the rest of them bad as well.
So we should scrap the whole court system and start over?
Well, no, as I said, if you're going to have a one-size-fits-all government monopoly court system, let's just have them deal with real crimes with real victims. Like you, underage drinking, not a real crime, not a victim. You shouldn't have been there. You shouldn't have been given that ticket in the first place. And unfortunately, the courts are dealing with that all over the place. It's not just a few courts that are screwing people up, screwing people's lives over. That's what courts do. Go to any courthouse and sit in on an arraignment and just watch the human tragedy show. And it's all brought on by the police and this awful system that we have. And the court system's part of it. It's not a good system at all. It's not focused on justice. It's not focused on making victims whole in a lot of cases. It's only focused on punishment. And it's only focused on extracting money from the weak and the poor. And it's a sick system. It really is. So, you know, again, I don't like the idea of keeping it around. But if we're going to keep it around, let's focus it on just the criminals who've hurt people. But ideally, the best situation, in my opinion, is multiple arbitrators from which people who have disputes can choose. But that's a long conversation to have. And what I'd recommend you do if you want to learn more about that is check out The Market for Liberty. It's a great book written in the 1970s by Morris and Linda Tannehill. And you can actually download it for free in audiobook form as well as other forms over at book.freetalklive or books.freetalklive.com. That'll take you to a page with that book and several others on it. The Market for Liberty does a great job of explaining how it is that we could have competition within the court system. If competition makes things better, and I believe it does, then why shouldn't we have competition within the court system? Why shouldn't there be competition for the best justice system?
All right, I agree with that. I just wanted to clarify. Thanks for the call.
Hey, thanks, Blake. Thanks for watching Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree. How many stars would you give it out of five?
Yeah, I'd probably give it a 4 out of 5.
Thanks. I really appreciate that. You can always rate it while you surf on Amazon. Of course, Derek J's Victimless Crime Spree is on Amazon in the director's cut. You can go check that out there and grab the DVD of it for, I think, less than $10. It's loaded up with almost 8 hours of bonus footage. There are two commentary tracks on the movie. It's definitely the best way to watch it. Thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Of course, the DVD isn't in HD. But some of the old footage that we use isn't in HD either, so it really doesn't matter that much. Again, victimlesscrimespree.com. You can go watch it for free online, order it anytime through Amazon, and the links are there, victimlesscrimespree.com. There's more coming up here. You can take control of Free Talk Live.
Crashed, The Death of the Dollar. It's a hot new novel that has a lot of people talking. It explores what our government's reaction to a U.S. currency collapse would be. And when the government nationalizes all supply chains in an effort to keep order, the sentiment voiced towards such a tyranny is, we're not picking the fight. The government already did that. We'll just be fighting back for a change. This is a great book, but don't take my word for it. Look at the reviews on Amazon. Bernie says, Crashed is a really terrifying trip. It is thought-provoking. It makes you wonder, what if? Could this happen? Gary Jones adds, this is an excellent book. It is also a little scary because it could very well be true. I hope it's fiction, and Julia Moffat calls it a gripping read and the most exciting, insightful book this year. Crash is a fast-paced read that has two-thirds of its Amazon reviewers calling for a sequel. This book is totally worth your time. It's well-researched, liberty-oriented, realistic, gripping, and gritty. Do yourself a favor and don't miss this one. Get your copy at Amazon. Crashed, The Death of the Dollar by William Cooper.
This is Mark of Free Talk Live. We've been witnessing a meltdown of the economic engine that powers our country. With a printing press tethered to Washington bureaucrats and New York central bankers, how can we trust paper money? For years, I've been buying gold and silver from Midas Resources, and you should too. Call 877-357-9938 for a free book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, or go to gold.freetalklive.com. Again, 877-357-9938. 877-357-9938.
Farmers keep livestock lean and healthy with a mineral-rich diet. Then, before market, they cut off minerals, leading them to crave high-calorie grains. If weight control is this easy, why prescribe surgery for humans? Introducing Youngevity. You could avoid 900 diseases by getting 90 essential nutrients from Youngevity. Check out 90 for Life at tobeyoungagain.com or call 855-79-YOUNG. That's 855-79-YOUNG or tobeyoungagain.com. Youngevity. It's all about saving money, getting healthy, and creating wealth.
You've been lied to. Lied to by Washington politicians and the Wall Street propaganda machine. My name is Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, and I want to give you free access to my new DVD set, The Millionaire Black Box. Because after losing 35% in my IRA in the crash years ago, I said enough. And since then, I've filmed interviews with dozens of millionaires across the country. I was shocked to discover they don't use mutual funds or worry about stock market crashes. They make double digits in good years and bad. Call now to get this DVD where millionaires reveal five specific wealth strategies like private lending contracts, how to use your IRAs or cash in the bank to make potential double digits each year, tax-free retirement income using the biggest benefits left in the tax code, and how to beat inflation with two strategies you'll never hear from Wall Street. Call 1-800-324-3030 to get free access to the Millionaire Black Box videos and learn the secrets the ultra-rich use to grow your money and protect your wealth. Plus, the next 47 callers get a free copy of my best-selling book, Safe Money Millionaire. Just cover shipping and handling. Call 800-324-3030. Again, that's 1-800-324-3030. 1-800-324-3030.
I'm Kay Swirling from KSCO Radio in Santa Cruz. I'm 93 years old, and I'm a big fan of Alex Jones because he has the courage to speak his mind more than just about anyone I know. Alex is just as bothered as I am about all the advertising you hear for toxic prescription drugs that make you sicker, not healthy. I'd prefer to give my body all 90 essential nutrients it needs for life to prevent disease, not compound it. My favorite complete supplement is Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Youngevity, which I take every day along with EFA Plus and Beyond OsteoFX. I recommend you go online to InfoWarsTeam.com to purchase these products and make them part of your daily regimen to get healthy and live longer. InfoWarsTeam.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live. You may bring up anything that you want. Just dial in toll free. Is Tor hacked? Is it over, the whole privacy on the internet thing? Was it an illusion in the first place? We'll find out more about that. It's pretty disturbing news. The toll-free number tonight is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Plus, Daryl has the latest in the market basket saga with the North New England grocer in a embroiled in a huge fight between the board of directors and basically everyone else in the company who've been rallying behind.
Except for the two new CEOs.
Yeah, well, right. The board of directors, the two CEOs. The rest of the company has been rallying behind the former CEO that was ousted, and now the two new CEOs have issued an ultimatum. We'll give you more details about that because the clock is allegedly ticking. We'll continue with your calls here and thoughts. Let's go to Skype, where Aaron's on the line in Pennsylvania. Hello, Aaron.
Hey, Ian, how are you?
Hey, Daryl's here, too. Go ahead.
You guys were talking a little bit ago about forced medication.
Yes, go for it.
And I had an experience with that, I guess, as a child. When I was in second grade, I was diagnosed with ADHD and put on a Ritalin regimen and was on it for a lot of my life until in college, actually. I spoke to a psychiatrist because I was having so much trouble with it, and he diagnosed me as acquiring a bipolar disorder because the Ritalin would cause me to go in cycles. Anyway, so then I have an 8-year-old son now who was experiencing trouble in school where they tried to push this onto him, and we wouldn't have anything to do with it. And it got to the point where the school actually wanted to send somebody to our house to investigate.
Whoa.
Yeah, they actually asked permission if they could send a child services worker of some kind over to
and
find out.
And you said what?
Unfortunately, I was a Free Talk Live listener at that point. I had just found this show like 6 months earlier. And I said no. I said, well, we're going to handle this. We have someone. I made up a story, I guess. Like, we're going to have them see so-and-so. And they let it go, and then we moved in the next 6 months after that to another out of state.
Crazy.
But they will push this stuff. And
I think it's really scary, man. I mean, were your parents sorry for putting you on that stuff back in the day?
My mom and my dad were on opposite ends about it, and today they both apologize. In college, I actually started to abuse it slightly because it would cause me to lack sleep, and then when I was sleep deprived, I would crash. Mm. And usually it was about finals time that I would crash, and the one time I abused it, I guess I would say, and I had, I guess what they call dissociative personality disorder, where my brain split into like four people.
Whoa. Now, when that happens, were you aware of it?
Who I was became less certain. So there was four people with four separate names, different handwriting, different speech. And I would argue with myself. Like, you kind of think things over normally by yourself when you have your wits about you. But this was like a fight in my head. And there was James, Harold, Nora, and Aaron, and they were just at each other trying to decide everything, and it was a democracy. So
now, this was when you were sleep-deprived? Or wait, when was this happening to you?
So I had reached the end of one of my cycles of being sleep-deprived, and then I overdosed on Ritalin, taking about four times the normal amount, and trying to stay awake to study for finals.
How many hours had you gone without being asleep at that point?
Oh, shoot. I'd probably done a 36-hour stretch, and then I had, like, passed out, I think, for 2 to 4 hours. And then over the course of the week, maybe I'd accumulated 6 hours during a week.
Oh, my God. Yeah, you're going to start hearing voices. You're going to start split personalities. It makes total sense to me. I mean, I've never been crazier than when I was sleep-deprived. It was the most profound insanity that I can't even describe.
Oh, yeah. How long were you awake?
For a few days. I mean, it started to go real bad probably like 3 or 4 days into it. So, yeah, I can see that being without 6 hours of sleep for an entire week would be very, very taxing. That's scary stuff, man. How did you get out of it? You just went to sleep and then, you know, things were okay, or what happened?
No, actually, once I stopped overdosing, I started getting semi-regular sleep again.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really recover for a couple of weeks or maybe a month until, like, I really just stopped taking the Ritalin altogether. Once I fell back to a normal sleeping pattern for a couple of weeks, it kind of faded away. It was.
Do you still have visits with the voices? Have they come back at any point?
I actually decided at that point that I was never going to take Ritalin again.
Yeah.
And actually, that's when my life completely came back together.
Wow.
After about 6 months, I got into graduate school. My grades shot up to all A's and B's, a 3.7 GPA. I got a master's and a full-time job.
Congratulations, Aaron. Thanks for sharing your story tonight. It's been great. I appreciate hearing from you. And again, thanks for doing that. Toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Who is it that needs outdoor survival training? Well, turns out it's anybody who works, plays, or travels in the great outdoors. Why bother taking a survival course? Because if anything happens at all when you're outdoors, to yourself or a partner, a loved one, it can be hours or even days before rescuers can reach you, which means it's up to you to handle it. Did you know that the most common outdoor survival situation is the lost or injured day hiker? These courses that are being offered by CaliforniaSurvivalTraining.com have been garnering rave reviews. Ron Albacher, the director of counseling and psychological services at the Vaden Health Center, Stanford University, says, quote, "The hands-on approach in which you share your extensive knowledge and background in survival techniques works for participants on every level. Thank you for sharing your knowledge and empowering our team." Right now, they're signing folks up for an August 10th event in Talkeetna, Alaska, where you can build a log cabin from scratch with a small group while learning to sustainably homestead. They've got pocket knife only field training in Alaska, wilderness first aid, map and compass skills, courses for all ages, custom and private training. These guys are the experts at making you the experts. Beware of copycat sites with similar names. You need to go to CaliforniaSurvivalTraining.com. And be sure you check out the details there. It is the school of the internationally renowned instructor Thomas Coyne. That's CaliforniaSurvivalTraining.com. Their number, 805-503-8861. That's 805-503-8861. So there's a lot to talk about here still on the docket, so to speak, for tonight. Whether it's crazy experiences with prescription drugs like that last just horrifying story about being on Ritalin and splitting into four personalities and then finally getting off the Ritalin, basically cold turkey, and having your life be actually good. Your life gets put together after that, and man, it's so scary how many kids they're pushing that stuff on. You want to share your experience? We're here for you. Toll-free number is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Plenty of time for your calls and thoughts. The latest on the Market Basket saga still on the way. Plus, is Tor vulnerable? Has it been hacked? We'll find out more on that coming up on Free Talk Live.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
These days, so many suffer from heartburn, stomach ulcers, and acid reflux, and most never realize it is the high acidity within the body that causes their discomfort. While selective diet choices can help, AlkaVision Plasma pH drops can really make a change. A few drops added to water can optimize your body's pH level, ridding you of harmful waste and acid, promoting health, and restoring vibrance and energy. Healthy pH levels make all the difference. High acidity can also cause depression, insomnia, and irritability. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops bring you vital balance that can be truly life-changing. Alkalizing boosts immune response, reduces headaches and cramping, and even helps prevent bone loss. This is simple science that helps your body do what's natural. Order your AlkaVision pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Whoa! This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze-Dry Guy's giant factory authorized sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dry foods from the Freeze-Dry Guy. Now's the time to stock up on all factory fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. 404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com. Hurry! The giant factory authorized Mountain House sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long term storage.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and talk about anything, whether it's an experience with crazy prescription narcotics making you insane, as our last caller shared with us, or whatever happens to be on your mind. I don't know what that noise is. Some sort of thing playing in the background of a web browser. Sorry about that. You can bring up anything here. That is the point of the show. We also have Skype. You can Skype in. The username is lrn.fm. With you in studio tonight, Ian here.
And Daryl.
And, of course, we'll continue here. Your calls again. We'll take them about anything. Tor, under attack. The story from International Business Times. Core members of the Tor Project, the free online service that aims to cloak internet users in anonymity, have admitted it's been compromised. Now, this is disturbing news, especially, what has it been, 2 months since the folks who made TrueCrypt, which has for the longest time been sort of the go-to, hey, need encryption? Use TrueCrypt, kind of the go-to thing. And it was supposed to be this open-source thing that, I guess even though it's open-source, wasn't ever audited to any extent. And as I understand it, there is an audit currently going on of that particular code. But a couple months ago, the creators of that software, TrueCrypt, said that they came out with this really bizarre message saying that their software was compromised and that you should use Microsoft's encryption software, which doesn't make a damn bit of sense. Why would anybody from an independent encryption software group encourage someone to use Microsoft software. I mean, if you want to use compromised software, go ahead and use Microsoft's encryption software. I can't imagine there wouldn't be an NSA backdoor in Microsoft software.
So I was listening to Ernest Hancock on Declare Your Independence this morning in between making phone calls, and he was talking about this
on LRN.fm
on his show, and he was saying that, you know, from everything that he's read, the people that use encryption go to the front of the line for NSA surveillance, and that Tor was never about encryption, that Tor was something that we know that it was created by, I think it was the U.S. Navy.
Yeah.
So Tor was all about, you know, making people
about
think,
hiding, not encryption, right?
Right, but making people think that they're able to somehow encrypt their browsing and hide from everything, but essentially putting them on, you know, the front steps of the NSA.
That sounds like paranoia, though, Daryl. I mean, because on the Tor system, the anonymized system, or what was supposed to be an anonymized system, there's all kinds of crazy stuff on there. I mean, you've got the Silk Road where people can go and they can buy fake IDs. They can buy drugs of all sorts. There's all kinds of, you know, questionable things available through the Tor system. And yet it took them 2 years to take down Silk Road. I mean, if it was indeed truly a cracked system from the get-go, why take so long? Waiting until, you know, business built up? If so, why not take down some of the other players, the major drug dealers on the Silk Road? I mean, is it really that compromised?
I can't tell you why the government does anything that they do or why it takes them so long to do what they
do. That's true. It does take them a while.
We do know for a fact that a lot of the supposed homegrown terrorists in the U.S. have in fact been recruited by the FBI, given supplies from the FBI, and told, here, drive this van into, you know, the center of Portland, Oregon, or wherever it is, and then whenever the thing is getting ready to go off, which most of the time it's not a real bomb, the FBI shows up, arrests the guy, and says, aren't you glad we were here to stop this guy from detonating this bomb we gave him?
Sure, I'm with you there, but what's that have to do with Tor, the anonymizing system? I'm confused.
Well, what it has to do is that it just shows that we know that they set things up so that they can arrest people.
I see what you're saying.
So with Tor, they could be, and I'm not saying that this is what's going on, but based on things that I've heard, it seems as though it's something that they set up for the express purpose of trying to bust people for doing shady things that they knew were going to happen on this, you know, supposed dark web section of the internet.
It was started in 2002. I mean, for a plot to bust a bunch of people, they sure are taking their sweet time. I mean, it's been more than a decade now. So
maybe they're not finding what they thought they were going to find.
I guess I see what you're saying. But, I mean, if people want to plan violence on Tor, they could certainly do that, too. There's all kinds of things because people believe they were anonymous that they might have been doing there. So let's continue with the story here from International Business Times at ibtimes.com. The announcement comes only a week after the hacker community was shaken by word that a scheduled presentation in which researchers would prove that it's possible to find Tor users was mysteriously canceled. Tor, which stands for the Onion Router, implying multiple layers of security for users, said in a blog post on Wednesday that users who operated or accessed hidden services, that's what it's called on Tor, when you go to a website that is on Tor, this Onion Router, it's a hidden service. And the reason why it's called that is because it's hidden from the normal web. When you get an Onion address, like the one for the Silk Road, and I'll find the Silk Road address, we'll post it for you over on our Facebook, Google Plus, and Twitter page so you can see what one of these looks like. But it's mostly a jumble of numbers and letters. Sometimes you can see a readable word in there or two, but it's mostly something you can't remember. You have to copy it down somewhere because it's just so strange. Anyway, they're hidden services. You can't access them from the regular web. You have to have the Tor anonymizing system, or, again, what was believed to be an anonymizing system. The story here says that Tor announced on their website that users who operated or accessed hidden services from January 30th through July 4th of this year, which I presume is a lot of people, should assume their identity has been compromised. The Anonymity Network, which is accessible via a browser plugin, is used by activists, criminals, and hackers wishing to avoid the gaze of government monitors or targeted advertising, made up by a network of volunteers who redirect an individual's internet connection. Tor can be used to provide uncensored internet in unfree countries, as well as to make a murder-for-hire plot possible. Spokesman for Tor told the IB Times, quote, "From what we found during our investigation, the attackers seem to target people who operate or access Tor hidden services. By running a number of relays in the Tor network and modifying the traffic these relays sent, the attackers attempted to learn about some Tor users visiting hidden services. Unfortunately, it is still unclear how much information the attackers were able to learn." The Tor spokesman refused to speculate on who the guilty party might be, but a growing swell of online speculation is pointing the finger squarely at researchers affiliated with CERT, C-E-R-T, the division of Carnegie Mellon Software Engineering Institute in Pittsburgh. In February of this year, CERT researchers requested and were later authorized to deliver a presentation at the Black Hat Cybersecurity Conference in Las Vegas, promising to reveal a security vulnerability in Tor that rendered users susceptible to identification. The Tor group, learning of the scheduled presentation, asked the researchers to turn over their evidence, though CERT would only hand over a small amount of information. An abstract of the research was also posted on Black Hat Conference's website. Using the fragment of information provided by CERT, Tor discovered on July 4th that an attack had been going on since shortly before CERT asked to deliver the presentation. 3 weeks later, on July 21st, CERT's presentation was canceled, with Black Hat releasing a statement saying that only that the materials that the presenters would be speaking about have not yet been approved for public release. The most recent update observers have is Wednesday's announcement from Tor, which provided a more detailed explanation of the attack and security update that aimed to address the vulnerability in question. So, purportedly, this has been patched, perhaps, because, again, it's only through July 4th that they say that there have been issues here. CERT issued a firm no comment for the story, but Wednesday's post from Tor has drawn more attention than the usual deep web drama, with experts like Ed Felton, a professor of computer science and public affairs, calling for an explanation. He wrote on Freedom to Tinker, Princeton's blog for the IT Policy Center, said, quote, "This story raises some serious question of research ethics. I'm hard-pressed to think of previous examples where legitimate researchers carried out a large-scale attack lasting for months that aimed to undermine the security of real users. What does this all mean? Is Tor still vulnerable? What does it even mean? I mean, can you even trust anything anymore? Can you trust TrueCrypt, Tor? Both of these services have announced that they're basically useless within the last couple of months, or at least highly possible that they've been compromised. Your thoughts are welcome. Free Talk Live.
This is Mark Edge of Free Talk Live, and I've got something awesome to share with you. I've recently joined Liberty.me. It's an online city devoted to people who love liberty. Break free of the flame wars and bridge-dwelling denizens of Facebook. You deserve better. You deserve a friendly, ad-free social network where you can chat 24 hours a day with like-minded souls around the world, attend live interactive classes with experts on economics, finance, politics, and money, access a vast library of books, and discuss them with your reading group. Better your life with exclusive self-help guides on investing, self-defense, homeschooling, security, healthcare, saving money, and starting a business. Become a libertarian luminary yourself and get paid in the process by publishing your works on Liberty.me. Get tipped via PayPal and Bitcoin.
The first step towards freedom is to invest in yourself. Start your free 30-day trial now at Liberty.me.
I love being a member of Liberty.me, and I think you will too. The first month is free. Sign up and say hello.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERAGANIX.com. or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro EM1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want. We're talking about the internet and some of the anonymizing, the most popular anonymizing software. There is other stuff out there, as I understand it. One's called Freenet, I believe. Another I2P? IP2? I'm not really sure what the other one is. There's a few different ones out there. Tor, probably the most renowned. Silk Road, of course, one of the most infamous sites on Tor, but it's only one of many. And there have, of course, been news releases within the last year about certain sites on Tor being taken down, Tor hosts being attacked. Freedom Hosting, I think, was one of them. And there have been some big questions about how were these services located? What was the method that the FBI used to determine the location of the server for Silk Road? How did they get to the server and copy it? How did that happen? That was never answered in the FBI's indictment against Ross Ulbricht, the man who's alleged to be to have been running the Silk Road. By the way, you can go to freeross.org and contribute to Ross Ulbricht's defense campaign. But how did they find out how to go and actually get physical copies of that machine? Very disturbing. And maybe it has something to do with the vulnerability that now has been announced from the folks over at Tor.
Yeah, I was doing some web searches trying to find something, you know, sort of validating the claims that I heard and repeated. And I found articles all the way back to October of last year about the vulnerability of Tor. And now I've not clicked on all of those links, but just knowing that this has been reported on for, what, maybe 9 months now, that maybe this has been going on a lot longer than we think it has.
By the way, I want to let you know about my magic mud. I've got a jar of it up in the LRN.FM restroom here. It is an amazing product, and it actually does what it claims to do. It's a holistic remedy for your teeth. that removes plaque and detoxifies the mouth of bacteria that cause cavities. The product gives you a dentist clean every time you use it and is gentle on the enamel. The ingredients in My Magic Mud are also used as dietary supplements. So not only is this an effective whitener, it's safe to swallow. You really will see results from My Magic Mud the first time you use it. That was Mark's experience. That was my experience. It's not uncommon for this to be the case. It's an amazing product. It's a teeth whitening powder that strengthens your teeth and promotes healthy gums, reverses sensitivity issues, and soothes any pain that you might be dealing with. It was created, My Magic Mud was made by Jessica Armand. She's a liberty-oriented homeschooling mother of three. And go to MyMagicMud.com to get a jar for yourself today, or give it as a gift. This would be a really, I think, amazing gift. It's also a lot of fun to use it. It makes your mouth all black and silly looking. So if you have kids, they'll probably really enjoy it.
I've heard that it's described the way you use it. Remember when we were at probably in elementary school, they would give you that red dye thing to chew on?
No, I don't remember that.
There would be some dentist come to the school for, your health class, and they'd give you some little red chewable thing, and you'd chew on it, it would show you the plaque that was on your teeth. And so then you would know
vaguely.
These are the spots I didn't brush good enough. Mm. I've heard it described like that, as far as, the sort of funness of using it.
No, it's way more fun. I mean, it's like you've got black mouth when you're using this thing. Your whole mouth is this black stuff. It's cool. It's really a lot of fun. Anyway, go and get a jar from MyMagicMud.com. Of course, it rinses right off and it's very clean. And then your mouth is even whiter after using this. And again, it doesn't white in a fake way. It's not like some sort of chemical burn. It actually whitens your teeth to their natural whiteness. So it does some great stuff. MyMagicMud.com. There's also an interview with biological dentist Dr. Griffin Cole there, where he explains a lot of the benefits of My Magic Mud. Again, that's MyMagicMud.com. Habu is on the line in Madison, Wisconsin. We've been talking about Tor, the purported anonymizing system on the Internet that may be compromised. Habu, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, even though I'm calling from one of the smart cities in America, I know very little of this Tor thing. But here are my suspicions, and they're just visceral, nothing educated. I suspect that any organization like Tor that is helps facilitate these kinds of communications. Those people, or at least one of those people, is probably compromised there, meaning the government has a bead on them. They are probably doing this in exchange for a lesser sentence or whatever, or maybe even blackmail. So I think it would be prudent to assume, and even if you have a group of people meeting, which might be considered subversive, assume that there's one or two people there who are taking notes and sending them on.
No, I totally agree. I think that's the safest thing to do. That's why I really loved what the folks over at NHFree.com did. They and still would do is they would plan all of their activism openly, just openly on a public internet forum. Just plan it all there, because why bother trying to keep it secret if you've already been infiltrated? And you kind of have to act as though you are. Otherwise, you'll just end up being paranoid about who the feds are and trying to keep secrets from everybody. And that's not a path I want to go down.
Yeah, but, may I also talk about something else that is probably on the back pages, but, it's people like you who make just ordinary citizens aware. There was this a recent case in New York Supreme Court, New York State Federal Court, about Argentina defaulting on its debt. That's all we heard in the news, but we didn't hear the background, and really the background is that these vulture funds, these people or funds, hedge funds, who go and buy the distressed debt, not the original debt. The original debt goes to bondholders, and then they, when a country cannot pay it, then, it goes into distressed mode, which means they get 20%, 30%, 40% on the dollar.
Mm-hmm.
But that debt is available on secondary markets. It's still advertised, the bond value keeps going down. And then there are these hedge funds who buy this distressed bond at pennies on the dollars, 2 or 3 cents on the dollar. And then they're still holders of that debt, so to speak. And then what they do is, now Argentina agreed to pay you know, the major bondholders, and these people were major bondholders. They were only 15%, but they kind of held out. They wanted to be paid the full amount, the full face value, even though they got this on pennies on the dollar. But anyway, listen, I don't want to go on and on, but this is the main point. This federal judge found or ruled against Argentina and said they had to make pay up. This was appealed to the Supreme Court, which did not hear it and let it stay. So this becomes law now.
And, they had to pay what? The full amount?
Yeah, the full amount to these distressed to these vulture funds.
What a sweet
this
deal!
Is my point. Just 1 minute more. This is the point that the courts, including the Supreme Court, are making decisions which become effectively law without Congress even opining on it.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And of course, government bureaucrats have the ability to do that with a lot of things, just creating law, creating regulations.
Please, Google this matter because there are so many levels to it that it's so scary. And these people.
What do you want people to Google? The Argentina thing, or what exactly?
The whole decision. It's written in pretty lay language, but it tells how this is a way for the federal government to bring these other countries who do not toe the American. I don't mean American people, but American establishment line. And kind of like beat them with a cudgel over the head with these decisions.
Habu, thanks for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. We continue with your calls and your thoughts. Let's go to Christian in North Carolina. You're on Free Talk Live, Christian.
Hey, guys. Hey, I'm. Hey. Whenever I hear news like this tour business, I always wonder who benefits from that news, right? News comes out, tour is dangerous, don't use it, you might, be spied upon. And, I think the NSA benefit from this one.
How's that?
Right? Well, because now people are afraid to use tour. So all the various, reasons that people were trusting tour before, now they're all like, ooh, maybe I shouldn't use this tool, what other tools are there? Maybe there's nothing else that does what tour used to do. And essentially, if I was the NSA, this would be probably the most, expedient way to reduce tour traffic and discourage the use of a tool like this.
Are you discouraged, Christian?
I am not discouraged.
Why?
I've been using Tor for years, and I'm going to keep on using it, along with a VPN.
Okay, but I mean, the story here is that this may be compromised, that they may have been able to identify identities of Tor users over a period of several months. I mean, that sounds kind of scary. If you want to comment further, you're certainly welcome to do so. I'm not sure. I'd like to know why you are so confident in this. We'll come back with more here. The toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. Hour number three is on the way, plus the latest on the Market Basket saga. Daryl has that story, and you can bring up anything. Free Talk Live.
Ross Ulbricht was arrested by the FBI in 2013 and charged with victimless crimes in relation to allegedly operating the Bitcoin-based Silk Road black market. He has been in a prison cell awaiting trial ever since. If he did it, he's a hero for making the black market a safer place. If he did not, he's a man wrongfully accused. Either way, if you love freedom and want to end the war on drugs, Ross and his family need your support. You can learn more and help fund his defense at FreeRoss.org. That's FreeRoss.org.
Are you searching for your soulmate? Someone you can trust, who will never betray you, or cooperate with the NSA? Stop searching. With EasyDNS, you found a keeper. EasyDNS does it all. Domain names, web hosting, and managed WordPress hosting. EasyDNS stands up for your internet freedom, and with servers in Canada, they do not cooperate with the NSA. Go to EasyDNS.com. You'll love their services or get a full refund. They guarantee it. And they accept Bitcoin. That's EasyDNS.com.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale.
Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex. Plus, Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.